Hello, welcome to our podcast. I'm here with Connor, and Caden will probably be here eventually, but today we're going to be talking about why virtual reality is the future of gaming. So VR is basically somewhat of a headset that goes over your eyes, and you can see like a whole different world through them. So say hi, Connor.
Hi.
Hi.
So another thing to add to that is that they are progressively getting slimmer and more advanced to the point where you can just wear glasses and then be immersed in the VR world. Or, like the Apple Vision Pro, that thing you can move stuff around with your hands. Motion, like hand tracking, stuff like that. It's amazing.
Yes, VR has come a very long way. It's ever since it was created, it always seemed a bit janky and unfinished, but it's very quickly getting way better. You can definitely see the difference.
So basically, Minecraft.
No, not really.
Okay, we're cutting that out.
No, we're not.
No.
So basically, I have a VR, and I really love just playing on it. I've had the MetaQuest 1, 2, 3... and they've all been so fun. I really like how they're originally built for gaming, because a lot of different things are just... You may think of VR as more of like an extra kind of thing, but no, it's definitely just for gaming. But there's still like computing stuff you can do now. It was originally made for gaming, but it slowly kind of made it like there's apps you can use, like virtual desktops, so you can like do your computer stuff with a VR on. And you can, and they're so lightweight now, you can just bring them around. You can like travel with them, and if you're like, if you need to do some work, you can just slip them on at like a coffee shop or something, and they will work just like that.
You could use it for gaming as well, but it's mainly used for work, being able to see all your tabs at once. Basically have a 5-monitor setup in front of you. No one else can see. So, first of all, that means that you don't have to carry a 5-monitor set around with you. And you can also have all your tabs open at once. For example, you need to write something in one tab, read something in another, and then just record something in another. You can do that in VR.
Yes, and what's most impressive is the augmented reality, or for short, AR. Now, if you don't know what this is, you may be old, but basically it is putting things that are not actually there into reality through a digital filter, basically. So, like, they have these new things, smart glasses, that was created by Meta, and they're literally just glasses, except they have, in the lenses, they actually have little, I don't know, I think like LEDs or something. I don't even really know what they are. I think some sort of clear monitor, so, like, you can see through it, but still, like, use it, which is really impressive. Like, you can see it through the glasses. And now, that's not really much augmented reality stuff. What's more impressive is, like, with the actual VR headsets, is that stuff just appears around your room and you can play with it. Like, if you look at my YouTube channel, Ronin River, you can, one of my latest videos is reviewing the MetaQuest 3, and you can see when the very awesome augmented reality section where everything just lands perfectly. Like, it can track where my table is. Like, VR can literally track your whole, it can see your whole room and understand where everything is just with its cameras. And you can use hand tracking, so you don't even need controllers really, but most games do need them. Yes, and the Apple Vision Pro isn't really that, or like, for VR, we're more looking for, like, gaming, and Apple Vision Pro is only really augmented reality, really takes away that gaming kind of advantage. But today we are going to actually be talking more about gaming than the actual VR. Actually, no, we're probably going to talk more about VR, sorry. So what's really interesting is, most importantly, the Meta Quests. Now, these are very different from PC VR. So PC VR is, you actually have to plug it into something, or I believe there is an AirLink now, but it's way slower. So, the quest, however, the meta quest, they don't need any of that. They already have everything inside of them. So similar to like the Apple Vision Pro, they're the most common, I'd say. They have everything they need already inside of it.
But to every good thing, there is a downside, being the price tag of most of this stuff. For example, the Apple Vision Pro, I would have to save up for about a year just to be able to afford the charger for it.
No one asked.
Okay. Yeah, so what Connor said is very true. However, MetaQuests are significantly cheaper than PC VR because PC VR, there's a huge graphics difference and performance depending on your PC. And there's a way wider variety of games because you can access pretty much anything with it. But with MetaQuest, some things just aren't really available at the moment. And, of course, it's not as high quality either. But, however, PC VR are usually heavier. But still, like, a PC VR is, like, well over 1,000. Could be possibly thousands if you're looking for, like, a really, really good one. However, the MetaQuest is still under 1,000. Except for the MetaQuest Pro, but who cares about that?
So, I have one thing to say before we get to our next thing. So, VR could 100% be the future. First of all, there's now surgeries being performed using VR headsets and robotics. So, it 100% can be the future and will be the future.
Alright, yeah, that's about VR, but most importantly, gaming. Now, PC gaming or any other kind of gaming really is heavily limited by just how many buttons there are basically on mobile. Like, you only have really two thumbs to do stuff with unless you're insane, but with a computer, of course, you have access to all those buttons, so a computer is supposedly the best gaming system. No one cares about consoles. And
wow.
VR really just takes that away, because all you really need is some sort of a gripping system and a movement system. And that's all you really need to make it way more realistic. All you need is a physics engine. Like, a good example of this is one of the most advanced VR games right now that we know of is Bone Lab. This game is pretty expensive, however, it is a sandbox game that is very advanced. It's just one of the best. You can do pretty much anything in it, and all it needed was a physics base, and it has such a good physics base. The whole game looks way better. Like, you don't even need to animate anything anymore. Like, you just need simple physics and tools, and then you have a whole realistic game, and there's so much realistic things you can do with these physics. Alright, so I'd say that VR should be used more. It hasn't been used much because it seems like much more of an experimental thing. However, when you're actually using them, it does feel a bit more finished than you'd expect. However, at the moment, PC does seem kind of the best because you have full control over everything and not everything. Like, you don't actually have to move physically much. Like, you just kind of need to move a few and just press a few buttons. But with VR, you actually have to move your arms quickly. So even though VR would probably be way more realistic, PC is still more controllable. But depending on how much you use it, like, if someone only played VR, like, they could probably be a PC player because there's so many advantages in VR that you would never have on any other device. Because with a VR, you can move as much as you want with all your different limbs. Like, you could, like, blind fire around a corner if you wanted. You could do different punching moves. You could block in different ways instead of just using a set button to doing that, you'd actually be able to do it in different ways, how you wanted it to happen. So that would make it way more immersive to do it that way. And it would just be a huge advantage to FPC. Like, you can limit things so easily, but with VR, it's way harder to limit things. So you don't really need to limit them because it's going to be realistic no matter what. Anyway, that is going to wrap up our episode of why VR is the future of gaming. Because, like, I believe that in the future, we're probably going to use that way more than any other gaming system because it's perfect for gaming and it's easier to take around instead of taking a whole computer. It's just overall really good. So, thank you, Connor, for being here to talk about this. And
tune in next time for the 3 brain cells.
Yay! Yeah, do
and
that.
And thank you for our sponsor, Raid Shadow.
No!